WHCL, Clinton, New York, and now, Radiola.
Thank you. turn in daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiol. I'm Andy Sr., and I have a lot of good stuff for you tonight. I'm not going to be modest about this. This is a good show, at least in the planning stage of it. It's in celebration of something we enjoyed last weekend. Sunday, in particular, we were down in Whippany, New Jersey, to hear four incredible, amazing bands at the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp. So the theme of this show, of course, is Come On and Stomp. We began with Pee Wee Russell with the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, which is a Red Nichols group, recording in 1929, Last Cent. Well, we didn't spend our last cent to get there anyway. It was an easy trip. It was a fun weekend, and we heard some amazing bands, and we'll tell you who they are. And we got most of the bases covered here tonight, or at least we have attempted to do so. After that, we had Johnny Dodds, Black Bottom Stompers. Come on and stomp, stomp, stomp. I left those other two stomps off in my emails because there's too much typing. 1927. And that's, good. I think Pee-wee had a very basic and primitive sound. Johnny was, I think he had I like his tone, but I gotta be happy for what we enjoyed on Sunday. And our theme, another great clarinetist in there. It sounded like Jimmy Dorsey, so. How can you go wrong tonight? If you like good music, you've come to the shop for it. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and we're going to continue now. Speaking of stomps, we're going to be stomping, and we're going to be playing Little Pee Wee Russell, and we're going to be playing some of the people that we heard over the weekend, and some of the people we met. I mean, some people didn't sing or perform, but everybody that we encountered there worthy of your attention, and perhaps we can encourage some changes to get certain people up there playing and singing. But here's Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra, 1926. This is, I think, the second take of this. Stomp off. Let's go.
Stomp off. Let's go. Thank you.
dancing.
That was not so much a stomp as a strut, as you could probably tell. Of course, that helps keep the wings from falling inward. The Sugarfoot strut, actually. Charleston Chasers, Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and on clarinet, Pee Wee Russell, 1927. Before that, Fletcher Henderson at his orchestra, 1925, classic recording. Louis on there. Yes, indeed. Sugarfoot stomp. I wasn't even intending that, but it worked out nicely that two nice lead in there. Before that, the Urs Cantates Von Dohm Orchestra. Louis in there, and Earl Hines is right there, too, in 1926. Stomp off. Let's go. And why not? Let's go. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and I hope you're enjoying this. I'm enjoying it a lot. I have some of the most amazing musicians here on the show tonight. And I'm going to play now... The first person to perform on Sunday was Mark Shane, and he had his trio. I have a recording of Mark Shane, Fats Lives, 3! I won't attempt to reproduce that over the radio. I'll blow out the microphone. But Fats Lives, 3! Links on my Radiola blog should bring it in, so radiolablog.blogspot.com. But Mark Shane here is accompanied by a few other people we heard There was Kevin Dorn on drums, Dan Levinson on reeds, and Johnny Raquelso on cornet. And here they are a couple of years ago. Ain't Misbehaving.
No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Black Jack Horner in the corner. Don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't get a go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Yes, yes.
should all be sleeping, and a melody comes creeping till you want to sway. It's the milkman's matinee. If you hear a band a swinging and you hear somebody singing, it's no cabaret, but the milkman's matinee. That's the time the Sandman hasn't got a chance, although it's late. Cupid wakes and looks around for new romance while the milkmen syncopate. Down the Milky Way each morning, dance your cares away till dawning. Everything's great, eh? At the milkman's matinee.
Speaking of everything being grade A, I think everything was grade A on that recording. Molly Ryan on the vocal, and Molly didn't perform at the Stomp, but I kind of wish she had. What a singer. And in that group, that's Dan Levinson and his swing wing. We had Randy Reinhart on trumpet, Jim Fryer trombone, Dan Levinson playing every reed in sight, Mark Shane again on piano. Matt Munisteri was with the group subsequent with John Eric Kelso, but Matt Munisteri was on this recording, and he plays a mean guitar. Wow. Mike Weatherly on bass, and Kevin Dorn again on drums. So what a group. Yes. And before that, we had Mark Shane and the Shane Gang, and that was Dan Levinson, John Eric Kelso, who had the second group up. Mark Shane had the first, and he was on piano and vocals. And you had Kevin Dorn on drums, and he had the third group. So every one of these people is a band leader, including Molly Ryan, and they're all stellar. They're all at the top of their field. And I've suggested to certain people that we ought to get a certain contingent up here of a band made up of all these band leaders. And we'll see if I'm listened to. But I hope I am. Be nice to have a nice group like that up at Hamilton with several of the people we saw. We're going to continue now here on Radio. I'm Andy Sr. We're going back to stomping here. We're going to give you a little more stomping. And there's a request in this set. And the person who requested it will hear it second up. But first we're going to play Carol Dickinson, which is a Louis Armstrong's backup band. Louis in here. This was unissued at the time, 1928. Savoyager's Stomp.
Thank you.
Boy, we heard that band, or most of that band, or a good portion of those particular musicians this past Sunday. That was the that's Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks from the Aviator soundtrack, and that is a wonderfully recorded tone. And probably Dan Levinson, John Eric Kelso, and all the usual guys are in there. Marvelous sound. Vince, of course, on bass, mostly, and string bass. And so you had, boy, that finished the afternoon for us, and we were very we were floored. What can we say? And they played that one, and there was one later that they also played, but that's pretty much the band we heard. One final note about that group that we heard: Ken Salvo played an amazing Eddie Lang solo on a four-string guitar. I don't know how he did it, but he sounded pretty darn good. So everybody did a just a they're just the best musicians you want to hear anywhere. There's some very good musicians too. I mean, there's some that are peers, but I don't think many people surpass them. I won't be held to that if anyone suggests it, because I haven't heard anyone that beats them at all. Before that, a special request for my friend Lloyd, Howard Lannan's Ben Franklin Orchestra, Melancholy Lou from 1925. I think it was 1926, wasn't it? 25? Could have been. I got terribly confused when I wrote that down, but in the mid-20s, he wanted to hear that because he has a copy that he played a lot and shows it. So there's a cleaner copy off a CD. We began with Carol Dickerson's Savoyardrs Stomp, and that was the backup band for Louis Armstrong during those years, in 1928. And you hear Louis in there, of course, and his love for Guy Lombardo, which is not to be disparaged. We're going to continue now with a contrasting set. Here's Kitty O'Connor, the girl baritone again, since we just played something from The Aviator. Here's something called Mr. Aeroplane Man from 1928.
Nighttime finds our baby praying to heaven, lonely for his mother who is up there. Through the window pane he sees an aeroplane, then lifts his little head and cries in a prayer. Man, take me up to heaven, help me out if you can, take me up with you, I want to fly up high to the sky, please don't tell me no, my mother's waiting there. Way up there, Daddy told me so, Mr. Aeroplane Man. Since she's with the angels, can't you please understand just why I'm blue? Weeping willow, lay me down on a mother's pillow. Mr. Aeroplane Man, take me with you.
forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. Now won't you listen, dearie, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I've loved you truly many years. Love you. Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone, then there'll be crying. After you go home, there's no denying. You'll feel so sad, oh, you'll feel so bad. You'll miss the bestest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, and don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. Do you know my love for you will drive me to ruin? After you've gone, after you've gone away, away, away.
Honey, la da 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 da. Say, who's delighted? I'm delighted. Don't I look the part?
Oh, that's your sweet, sweet, I know.
She wouldn't guess me, couldn't guess me. We never could agree.
Is that all over?
Yes, siree.
Took a walk with baby, made the great some hall. Had a talk with baby, and it's unanimous now. I was strong for baby, she was you know how. But she changed her maybe, and it's unanimous now.
Oh yes, her daddy and mother said okay. Oh no, there isn't another in the way.
Never thought of marriage, but we'll take the vow. Saw a baby carriage, and it's unanimous now.
Unanimous now.
Say, wait a minute. What are you boys doing with this tune?
Well, what do you mean, what are we doing with this?
Why, there isn't any color to your work. Why not put some color in it?
Well, what do you mean by color?
Well,
took a walk with my baby. My baby, she's a wow. Had a talk with my baby. Boy, and it's unanimous now.
Oh, but boy, if you sing it that way, you'll ruin your rep.
Oh,
so why not let's sing it this way and give it lots of pep. Oh, she's got a way of patting that I like somehow. I got a way of letting it's unanimous now. When we get busy with our love and war, why do we get dizzy? It's unanimous now.
Oh gee, and when I hold her on my knee, my good behavior just leads me by degrees.
Got the ring she craved for.
How'd you do it?
Never mind just how.
Oh, I'll bet it isn't paid for,
but it is unanimous now.
Oh, but da da da
da. Oh, I don't da da.
Bo ba da.
Yeah, it's unanimous now, and that was the Sunshine Boys, Joe and Dan Mooney. And that cleaned up nicely, I thought, from 1929 off of Columbia 78. Made out of shellac, by the way, in case any of you are inclined to refer to it as vinyl. It is, in fact, shellac. So I'm going to buy a taser this week to use on people who call 78s vinyl. And I may have to change the batteries a lot. You know, and I expect your encouragement in that task. We before that, Ruth Etting. Speaking of which, after you've gone 1927, I've just read a big chunk of the recent biography of her, and the authors apparently think that 78s are vinyl. So I'm going to be sending them, an e-taser. The minute they turn on their computer, it'll hit them. But yes, indeed, they are shellac, nothing but shellac. Until you get a little later on with test pressings and stuff in the later 40s, but no. Yes, and there are other interesting things in there, but it was a very riveting read. It's worth reading for her life. Some of the things they say about, first of all, they assume that Victrolas played cylinders, which I thought was very interesting, and they have her recording a test pressing for RCA in 1924. So, a little fewer assumptions would be good. And I don't make any assumptions. I just get up here and open my mouth. We began with Kitty O'Connor, Bildez, the Girl Baritone, 1928. Also on Columbia, three Columbias in a row, Mr. Aeroplane Man. And very, very sweet song. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola. All my playlists are available at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, and you should find that quite easily. And in case you are, just warning, what the heck you've tuned into tonight. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm here most Fridays. There's going to be spring break here at Hamlin College, so I'm not certain whether I will be here over the next 2 weeks. I have to decide whether I want to get in here and make the show go. And I'd be glad to do it. I just have to, maybe I need to slow it down a notch, but If I can get in here to do the show, I will. It's my my intention. Normally, yes. And after me tonight, you will hear the Gray Fox with live from Echo Bay. So stay tuned for that. That's at 10 o'clock, and that's a ways off. So you have another hour of this stuff, which I hope is bringing you a great deal of joy, as it does me. Getting back to stomping. Here's Johnny Sylvester and his orchestra, actually the original Indiana Five. The recording is the Hollywood Nance Orchestra on Perfect in 1925. And this is the granddaddy of this stomp goes right to the heart of it. The King Porter stomp. Oh yeah.